谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为真的因着你活着。
Really, truly, we live because you live.
所以我们可以面对所有明天的不确定。
So we can face all the uncertainty of tomorrow.
因为在所有人生的不确定里面，我们知道一件确定的事。
Because in all the certainty of life, we know one thing for certain.
就是你已经复活。
That you have risen.
因为你活着，我们也要活着。
Because you live, so we live.
所以有一天我们还要到你那里去。
So one day we'll come to your place again.
要与你同享荣耀。
And we'll enjoy the glory together with you.
为这个缘故，世上所有的苦难都是自战自清的苦难。
For this reason, all the suffering in this world is all but temporary.
所以在一切的困难当中，我们仍然可以唱凯旋的歌。
So in all the difficulties in our life, we can still sing the song of victory.
因为你永远活着。
Because you live forever.
我们感谢你，赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
接受我们的敬拜
，receive our worship，
奉耶稣的名祷告
，in Jesus' name we pray，
阿门，
阿门，
请坐
，please be seated。
我今天早上跟大家所一起分享的信息题目是我相信复活的耶稣基督。
The topic I'm going to share with you is called "I believe the resurrection of Jesus Christ."
为什么我们相信耶稣基督的复活呢？
Why do we believe in the resurrection of Christ?
因为耶稣基督的复活是一个历史上的事实。
Because that is the fact in history.
基督教的信仰和其他许多信仰非常不一样的地方在这里。
The faith in Christianity is quite different from other religions.
因为我们所相信的是根据事实。
Because what we believe is based on facts.
我们所相信的所以有果效是因为它是根据事实。
What we believe it has a...The special effect because it is based on facts.
信仰绝对不是我们个人的一厢情愿。
Faith is not because based on our own self-will.
信仰所以有价值是因为那个信的对象是真实的。
The value is based on because of the object of our faith.
从刚刚我们所读的约翰福音第二十章里面我们就看见这件事。
Based on the scripture we read in John 20, that we recognize the facts.
首先我们注意到这一段记载是一个亲眼目睹见证人的记载。
First of all, we had realized what we record in chapter 20 is based on the eyewitnesses recorded as they saw it.
虽然在二十章第一节到第十节里面没有用这个人第一人称代名词我或者我们。
Although there is no use of first person pronoun I or we,
但是在这个地方提到有一个特别的人物叫做主所爱的那个门徒
But there is one person especially mentioned is the disciple that the Lord loved
这个主所爱的那门徒显然是在这一段记载里面一个重要的人物
And obviously he is a key person one of the important persons in this narrative
他经历整个复活节早上那件令人惊讶的事情
He has experienced the whole facts during the day of the risen Lord.
这位主所爱的那门徒到底是谁呢
？The disciple that the Lord loves, who is he?
在二十一章第二十节，这位门徒又再一次的出现。
This disciple once again makes his appearance in chapter 21.
然后在二十一章二十三节
，in verse 23,
在中文圣经里面提到说，那时候有一个传说，说这位门徒不死。
And there was a saying that this disciple doesn't die.
然后在第二十一章二十四节，我们终于知道这位门徒是谁。
In verse 24, we realize who this particular disciple is.
原来这位门徒就是整个约翰福音的这个作者。
He's the author of this Gospel of John.
所以在约翰福音第二十章这段记载是一个亲眼目睹见证人的记载，也是约翰福音的作者他自己的记载。
So this is a recording of the person of eyewitness of John.
虽然在约翰福音里面并没有特别说这位门徒是谁
，although in the book of John did not say who this disciple was.
可是根据在教会历史上非常早的见证
，based on the early church witnesses,
我们晓得约翰福音的作者就是约翰。
We know the author of the book of John is John, the disciple John.
一个最早的记录可能是在公元177年。
The earliest recording of the facts was based in the year of the Lord 177.
那么有一位这个主教叫做艾任纽。
There is a cardinal called Irenaeus. I'm sorry.
那么他是波利甲的学生。
He is the disciple of Polycarp.
那么波利甲是谁的学生呢
？Who is this Polycarp.
Polycarp就是约翰的学生.
He is the disciple. He is the student of John.
那么艾任纽最先作见证说，这个约翰福音的作者是约翰.
In Irenaeus first, he testified that the author of the book of John is the disciple John.
所以我们怎么知道耶稣复活呢？
So how do we know our Lord has risen?
是根据亲眼目睹见证人的见证.
It's based on the eyewitness of the time.
不单单是这样.
Not only that.
就是从这个记载的本身，我们也看到这是一个亲眼目睹见证人的记载.
And also from this narrative, we know this is a description of the eyewitness himself, what he saw.
所以其实第20章第1节到第10节讲的是很简单的几样事.
Actually, in the chapter 20 of John, it's a recording of very simple facts.
就是这个抹大拉的玛利亚发现坟墓空了.
Mary Magdalene discovered that the tomb was empty.
然后彼得和约翰跑去看，果然发现坟墓空了.
And Peter and John went to the tomb and found out indeed the tomb was empty.
如果我写约翰福音，这就是上面的记载.
If I wrote the book of John, this will be the narrative I put down.
比这个地方所讲的要简单的多.
And much simpler to what is recorded here.
可是当我们看圣经的时候，有许多的细节.
But as we read the scripture, there's a lot more details to it.
而且这些细节似乎和所要记载的最后的目的没有什么特别的关系.
And these details, as though there's not much connection with the ultimate purpose of the recording.
第4节告诉我们说，那两个门徒一起跑去。
And in verse 4, it said that these two disciples walked together.
而约翰跑得比较快。
And John walked a little faster.
第5节告诉我们说，约翰跑到了，不敢，没有立刻进去。
And John, as he arrived there earlier, but he did not go into the tomb immediately.
然后第6节告诉我们说，是彼得先进去。
And verse 6 told us that Peter was the one to enter the tomb first.
然后第7节告诉我们说，约翰也进去看见了一些事情。
And verse 7 said, John went there also, he noticed a few things.
然后最后这个第8节告诉我们说，约翰进去了，看到就信了。
And finally, in verse 8 it says, John went in there, when he looked at the things that he saw, he believed.
两个人一同跑到坟墓那里去.
Two persons entered the tomb together.
有一个人跑得比较快.
One walks faster.
跑得比较快的人到了坟墓门口，没有立刻进去.
The one walked faster did not go into the tomb immediately.
所以后到的人先进去.
The latter one went in first.
先到的人后进去.
The first one that arrived went into the tomb later.
这些细节到底有什么意义?
What is the significance of all these details?
从某一方面来讲, 这些细节也许不是那么重要。
On the one hand, that these details may not seem so significant.
但是为什么有这许多细节记载下来?
But why is such a complicated detail?
因为对约翰来讲,
because to John,
在复活节早上那天所发生的事情,
in the morning of resurrection, what happened that morning?
是他一生当中最大的发现。
And that's the greatest discovery in his whole life.
他的印象太深刻,
his impression is so strong and deep.
在他一生当中好多次回想那天早上所发生的事,
in his lifetime, he remembered what happened that morning time and again.
几十年之后, 当他把这件事情写下来的时候,
many years passed as when he finally recorded these facts.
所有的细节就好像昨天才发生一样,
all the details that happened just yesterday.
所以我们看到这里是一个亲眼目睹见证人的记载。
So here we see the eyewitness, he recording what exactly saw at the
这是头一件我们发现的事。
That's the first thing we discover.
第二样让我们觉得惊讶的事情是这样。
A second thing that's important, surprising is,
就是第20章的第8节。
It's on verse 8.
这边说看见就信了。
He saw and believed.
看见就信了。
He saw and believed.
信是约翰福音里面很重要的一个字。
And belief is a very important word in the book of John.
在这里约翰他描写他自己的经验。
And here John recorded his personal experience.
他说他看见就信了。
He said he saw and he believed.
他相信了什么呢?
What did he believe?
有许多解释圣经的有不同的解释。
Oh, there are many interpretations of what is recorded.
最早的时候有人认为说约翰相信抹大拉的玛利亚所说的。
Some said John believed in what Mary Magdalene saw.
那就是说主的身体真的不见了。
That is that the body of Christ has disappeared.
但如果约翰只是相信这个的话,
if that's all that John believed,
那么为什么里面记载到耶稣的裹头巾，耶稣的裹尸布？
Then why did this record here about the strips of linen and also his burial cloth?
所以现在有越来越多的新约圣经的学者。
So there are more and more New Testament Bible scholars.
因为约翰在这里所说的看见就信了，就表示说他看见就相信了耶稣基督真的复活了。
They believe that what is recorded here said John saw and believed.
那么像 Bruce 像 Carson 都持这样的看法。
Bruce and Carson also believe that what he saw convinced him to believe that the Lord has risen.
如果我们看这个 NIV 的 Study Bible 的话，也是采取这样子的解释。
Similarly, this is how it's explained in the NIV Bible.
如果从这个角度来回过头来思想这一段经文
，If we look back and think about this passage,
那就格外的有意思。
It's a very special meaning.
在二十章的第一节、第二节
，In the first two verses of chapter 20.
请特别注意抹大拉的玛利亚所带来的信息是什么信息
What is the message brought by Mary Magdalene?
他说有人把主从坟墓里挪了去我们不知道放在哪里
He says someone has taken the body of Christ We don't know where he put the body
好像是一个很大的悬疑
As though there is a lot of doubt
是谁把主的身体挪去了呢
Who has taken the body of Christ away?
第三节彼得和门那门徒就出来往坟墓那里去
Verse 3 So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb
你想当他们往坟墓那里去的时候他们是什么样的心情呢
What kind of feeling in their hearts as they were running towards the tomb
你想当约翰跑到坟墓那里去的时候他心中想的是什么
As John approaching the tomb What do you think is going on in his mind
也许他心跳得非常的快
Perhaps his heart beats very fast.
不见得是因为跑的缘故。
Not because from his running fast.
而是他要发现到底事实的真相是什么。
And because he wanted to find out what's the reality of things.
耶稣的身体不见了。
The body of Christ disappeared.
石头从坟墓门口被滚开了。
And the stone in front of the tomb has been rolled away.
这件事情本身就是一个令人惊讶的事。
This fact alone is a very, very surprising thing.
因为有人说当时的坟墓这个封住洞门的那个口是在一个斜坡慢慢下去封住那个洞的门口。
And it's been said that the tomb is located at a place with a slanting slope, and the stone was blocking the tomb.
所以要把石头挪开不是一件容易的事。
And to move the stone, to roll the stone away is not an easy task.
所以一边跑一边，我想约翰心里面有很多的猜疑。
So as John was running, I'm sure there are a lot of doubts and.Wondering and questions in John's mind.
是不是等一下有一个让他最惊讶的事情要发生呢
？Would that be something very surprising to be happened soon?
第八节告诉我们说，看见就信了。
Verse 8 said he saw and believed.
到底他看见什么事情让他相信呢
？That's exactly what did he see that made him to believe?
圣经上五节六节两次告诉我们同样的一个讲法。
Verse 5 and verse 6 tell us the same thing.
就是细麻布还放在那里。
That the strip of linen still lying there.
细麻布还放在那里。
The linen still lying there.
我想这样一个简单的事实就告诉约翰很多消息。
This simple fact told John a lot.
因为以前犹太人殡葬的规矩是这样。
Because according to the custom of the Jewish people in those days,
是要用细麻布跟香料把身体裹起来。
And they have to use the incense and also the linen to wrap the body.
另外一个福音书的作者告诉我们说用了100斤的香料。
And the other gospel tells us the 100 斤。
A lot of 香料。
A lot of incense.
把这个身体一层一层裹得紧紧的。
And the body was wrapped layer by layer.
如果有人真的要把尸体偷走的话他是怎么偷呢
And if a person wants to snatch the body away, how would he would have done that?
就整个把它偷走就是了。
He would just take the whole thing away.
假定有一天我死了。
If one day I die.
像这样子死了。
Or just pass away.
那有人要偷我的身体。
If somebody wants to take my body away.
他会不会把我的西装上衣跟裤子脱下来摆在床上
？Would he just take away my suit and shirts and everything and lay it on the bed?
然后只把我自己的身体偷走呢？
And until my body was taken away.
把西装留给我的太太做纪念。
and leave behind my suit for as memorial.
这是不可能的事情。
And that's an impossible task.
而且那个时候不是像脱西装一样那么容易。
In those days, not as simple as like taking off your suit.
是一层一层的把身体裹起来。
And the linen was wrapped as layer by layer around the body.
所以当约翰看到那个细麻布在那里的时候,
So when John looked at the strips of linen there lying,
他就好像有一个醒悟。
Then he seemed to have immediate recognition.
不是那么简单，有人把身体挪去了。It's
not such a simple fact. Somebody just took the body away.
也有人这样认为。Some
people think
这个细麻布放在那里,
that the linen was lying there.
放在那里,
lying there.
在第五节的时候是摆在这一个句子的最前面。
And in verse 5 is placed in the front of the sentence.
表示说这是一件重要的事实。
It's indicating that this is an important fact.
那么好像它有一个暗示,
as though there's a signal,
就是看到说似乎是那个身体不见了,
and as though so only the body disappeared,
可是这个细麻布还像是裹着身体的样子,
and the linen taking the shape of the body left behind,
只是身体已经不在里面了,
only the body is no longer there.
有一个解释圣经的人说, 好像身体气化了,
scholars thought to put an example as though the body should evaporate.
那么, 但是因为那个细麻布上面裹了100斤的香料,
because of the incense, 100 large quantity of incense in the body,
所以它不能够像原来裹身体的那个样子,
so he no longer can be able to assume the shape of the body.
所以它就放在那里,
so it was placing there.
所以有人说是崩溃在那里,
and some thought it's a collapse there.
就是因为中间身体不见了,
because the body is gone,
所以细麻布就那样子崩塌下来,
and so the linen would more likely that would be collapsed.
然后在第七节有更多的一些细节,
and there are more detail in verse 7,
看到耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布在一处,
and it was noticed that the burial cloth around Jesus' head was not there.
那还有裹头巾,
yeah, burial cloth.
Okay, 那么 在 John Stott 所写的那本书里面,
In John Stott's book,
Basic Christianity, 基督教是否可信, 那么那本书里面, 他特别在这一方面花了许多功夫讨论,
and he spent a lot of time to describe this fact.
他说讨论的就是说, 这个裹头巾呢, 没有跟细麻布在一起,
and there's a discussion about the fact that burial cloth is not together with the linen,
还是在原来尸体头部的地方,
and still remain in the place where the head was,
更加重约翰的印象,
it reinforced the impressions that John had,
就是耶稣基督从死里面复活了,
that Jesus has risen,
只是中间的身体不见了,
only the body inside is gone.
所以各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹跟朋友,
so dear brothers and sisters and friends,
最初的门徒怎么相信耶稣复活呢?
How did the early disciples believe in Jesus?
并不是因为他们愿意相信,
not that they're willing to believe,
并不是愿意他们想要相信,
not that they just wish it to happen,
而是因为他们不得不相信,
because they have no choice but to believe.
他们为何不得不相信呢?
Why is it they have no choice but to believe?
因为他们看见就信了,
they saw and they believe.
他们相信是根据他们实际的经验,
they believe because based on personal experience.
如果我们以后继续看约翰福音的话,
if we continue to look at the Gospel of John,
然后就继续讲到耶稣的显现,
and then it talked about the the appearance of Jesus,
对抹大拉的玛利亚显现,
and appeared before Mary Magdalene,
对十个门徒显现,
and appeared before the 10 disciples,
然后对十个门徒加上多马显现,
and appeared before the 10 disciples and Thomas,
一次一次的显现,
again and again,
更加重了门徒们的信念,
and reinforced the faith in the disciples,
就是耶稣真的从死里复活了,
that Jesus has risen.
第九节,
verse 9,
因为他们还不明白圣经的意思,
they still did not understand from scripture,
就是耶稣必要从死里复活,
that Jesus had to rise from the dead.
这样子的话是约翰福音里面常用的讲法,
and this is common phrase used by John,
就是在一个事情客观的记载之后,
and after the objective recording,
加上了这个作者他自己事后回想的评论,
and added to it the comment by the author himself,
好像在约翰福音一开头,
Just like in the book of John at the very beginning,
当耶稣说, 你们拆毁这殿, 我3天之内要重新再建立起来,
and if you destroy the temple, I'll rebuild it in 3 days.
那么约翰事后就说, 这是耶稣以他自己的身体为殿。
And that's because John explained and commented that because Jesus looked upon his body as the temple.
等到耶稣复活之后, 门徒才明白原来耶稣是这个意思。
So after the resurrection of Jesus, then the disciples began to understand.
所以第一节到第七节, 第一节到第八节,
so in verse 1 through verse 8,
约翰记载那个客观的事实,
as John was recalling these objective facts,
第九节, 约翰记载他对这个事情的一个了解,
and verse 9 and record John's understanding of what
那个了解就是说, 他们那时候还不明白圣经的意思,
the understanding meaning that at that time, at the moment things happened, they did not understand then.
如果他们真的明白圣经的意思,
if they truly understand from the scripture,
如果他们真的想起耶稣曾经讲过他要从死里复活,
if they truly remember what Jesus told them before,
如果他们真的记得旧约圣经里面的相关的经文,
if they could remember all that recorded in the scripture in the Old Testament,
你并不将我的灵魂撇在阴间, 也不叫你的圣者见朽坏,
that you will not give my soul into the in hell, and also that you would not destroy my body.
如果他们真的明白这些的话,
if they understand that,
在20章一开头, 抹大大的玛利亚说, 耶稣的身体不见了,
and at the beginning when Mary Magdalene said that the body of Christ disappeared,
他们甚至不需要跑到坟墓,
they do not need even to go to the tomb.
他们就会说, 玛利亚,
they would have said that Mary, don't be foolish.
耶稣已经复活了,
Jesus has risen, don't you realize that?
你看到坟墓空了,
when you look at the empty tomb, can't you even think of, recognize?
你太迟钝了,
you are too slow.
但不是,
not that.
连门徒都非常的迟钝,
even the disciples themselves included, they were slow.
但是尽管他们那么迟钝,
although they are very slow,
圣经上怎么说呢?
And what does the scripture say?
看见就信了,
they saw and believed.
各位亲爱弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
为什么我们相信耶稣的复活?
Why do we believe in the resurrection of Jesus?
因为我们所根据的是一个历史上的事实,
because we believe is based on the objective facts,
并不是因为我们想要相信,
not because we want to believe,
而是因为有足够的证据,
because there's sufficient evidence to support that.
为什么最初的门徒相信耶稣的复活呢?
Why did the early disciples believe in the resurrection of Jesus?
甚至他们一开始的时候, 并不太相信耶稣的复活。
Even though at the very beginning they did not believe,
最起码抹大大的玛利亚不是这样。
At least Mary Magdalene was not like that.
当她看到坟墓空的时候,
when she saw the empty tomb,
她的头一个反应不是耶稣复活了。
Her first reaction was not that Jesus has resurrected,
而是说有人把主的身体挪去了,
and she thought somebody has snatched the body away.
如果我们继续看的话,
if we continue to read on,
甚至主耶稣对他显现,
even when Jesus makes his appearance to her,
他一开始还没有认出来,
even at the beginning she did not recognize Jesus.
我不要讲太多,
I should not read dwell on this,
因为这是黄长老在中文第二堂要讲的,
because this is something that Elder John is going to talk about later on.
所以最初的门徒相信耶稣的复活,
so the early disciples believed in the resurrection of Jesus,
是因为他们看见就相信,
because they saw and that they believed,
是根据他们所看见的客观的证据,
it's based on the objective evidence that they saw.
今天我们仍然可以看见一个客观的证据,
and today we can also see an objective evidence,
那就是耶稣的坟墓仍然是空的,
that the tomb of Jesus remains empty.
从将近2000年以前, 复活节的那一天早上开始,
from a day over 2000 years ago, the morning of the risen Lord,
一直到现在,
until today,
他的坟墓还是空的,
his tomb remains empty.
这是基督教的信仰和其他许多宗教非常不一样的地方。
This is something in our faith different from any other religion.
最近在中国跟台湾有一件很大的消息,
and recently there's a big news in China and Taiwan,
就是有人在中国陕西西安的北面一个很著名的一个寺庙叫做法门寺。
There is something happened in a temple in the province of 陕西 in 西安。
这是一个中国很有名的一个佛教的寺庙。
This is a very famous Buddhist temple.
这个寺庙曾经受到过毁坏。
This temple was once destroyed.
所以当他要开始慢慢恢复这个寺庙的旧观的时候,
And when they tried to restore the original temple,
他们发现一个很特别的地方,
they discovered a very special thing.
那么找到一个很漂亮的一个盒子,
they discovered a very beautiful box.
这个盒子保管得非常非常的好,
the box was preserved very nicely.
那么好像里面装着是一个很贵重的东西,
as though there was something very precious. Was kept
所以,
inside.
所以人们就很好奇, 看看里面装的是什么?
So people were very curious just about what exactly was inside.
你知道最后装的是什么呢?
Do you know what's inside?
他们后来最后发现那个盒子里面装着五个骨头。
They discovered there are five pieces of bones. Bone.
那么其中有一个, 那里面都长了霉,
and it's really beginning to be moldy.
那其中有一个是原来的骨头,
one of the five was the original bone.
另外五个是仿造的。
And the other was imitate.
有这个盒子外面的说明,
and there was an instruction outside the box.
是说这是释迦牟尼的一根骨头。
And this is the bone of
对对对，the founder of the Buddha.
The founder of Buddha.
那么，所以这个事情变成海峡两岸很轰动的新闻。
So it becomes a really big news both in China and Taiwan.
所以佛教徒们非常的兴奋,
and so the Buddhists were very excited.
找到了释迦牟尼的骨头,
and they found the founder of the Buddhism, the bone.
但是基督教信仰最不一样的地方就在这里,
the greatest difference of our Christian faith is here.
耶稣的坟墓是空的,
the tomb of Jesus,
他不在这里,
he is not here.
释迦牟尼不管是多么伟大的一个人物,
no matter how great is the founder of Buddhism,
不管他有多广大的胸襟和胸怀,
no matter how great he might be, seem to be in thought,
他到底只是一个人,
he's still a person.
他死了,
he died.
他像常人一样的被埋葬了,
and just like anybody else that was buried,
他的骨头到现在还存在,
and his bone still stay,
被别人发现了,
and it was discovered.
但是耶稣基督,
but Jesus,
他的坟墓是空的,
his tomb is empty.
他不在这里,
he is not here.
照他所说的,
according to what he said,
他已经复活了,
he has risen.
耶稣基督复活, 不单单是历史上的事实,
and the resurrection of Jesus not only is a historical fact,
耶稣基督的复活, 是我们信仰上最宝贵的一件事,
his resurrection is also one of the most precious things in our Christian faith.
我们刚刚所念的提摩太后书第一章,
what we read moments ago in the first Timothy,
他已经把死废去,
he has destroyed death,
借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来,
and through the gospel to reveal that.
这个废去是什么意思呢?
What does it mean by destroy?
废去就是使它失去效用的意思,
and that means to lose is the function.
好像一个蝎子失去了毒钩,
oh, it's just like a scorpion losing its sting.
好像一个将军, 他所有军队通通被打败,
so like a general that all his troops been destroyed.
所以希伯来书的作者告诉我们说, 他借着死败坏掌死权的, 就是魔鬼。
So in the book of Hebrews, it says through death he has destroyed the devil.
所以虽然我们基督徒还是要经过肉体的死亡,
so although we Christians still have to experience the body death, physical death.
可是耶稣基督已经将死废去,
but Jesus has destroyed death already.
从今之后我们不会活在死亡的恐惧里面,
from now on we no longer live the fear of death.
死亡并不是一个不可知的一个永恒的黑暗,
death is no longer a darkness of something that we do not know.
而肉体的死亡变成一个过程,
physical death but only a process,
成为一个我们进入永恒的过程,
it's a process that will enter into eternity.
所以圣经上说, 将不能坏的生命彰显出来,
so the scripture said is bring up life and immortality.
这个英文的圣经可能翻得更好, 就是说, 将生命跟不朽坏彰显出来,
and perhaps a better in the English translation said brought life and immortality.
只有在基督里面的生命才是真生命,
only the life in Jesus is the true life.
只有那个像神一样品质的生命才是真的生命,
only the kind of life like like that of the Lord is the true life.
因为那样的一个生命是胜过死亡的生命,
because such life is a life that can destroy death.
因为那样的生命是因着耶稣基督的复活使罪身灭绝的生命,
and this is the kind of life that can destroy sins.
使我们活在这个世界上
that we can live in this world,
能够达到上帝所要我们的那个成圣的要求
and that we could meet the demand or the expectation
那个丰盛的生命因着基督的复活已经赐给我们
the abundant life that's given to us by the resurrection
那是我们现在就能够开始享受
so something that we can enjoy even now right away
而不单单这样在将来我们拥有永恒
not only for the future that we'll have eternity
那么死后我们得到永恒
and after we died we'll have eternity
所以如果这样的话肉体的死亡像是一扇门
so if this is the case thenDeath is but like a door.
我们透过那一个门
through the door,
我们进入永恒
we enter into eternity.
在彼得前书第一章第三节
and in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3,
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神
chapter 1 verse 3, that praise be to The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他曾照自己的大怜悯
In His great mercy.
照借耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们
Has given us new birth into living hope.
叫我们有活泼的盼望
Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
因着耶稣的复活
It's through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
死亡变成一道门户
And death has become like a door.
透过它我们进入永恒
and through that we can enter into eternity
1945年
in 1945
4月8号
the 8th of April
正是复活节之后的第一个主日
that was the first Lord's Day after the resurrection
在德国东南部的一个集中营里面
in the concentration camp in the southeast of Germany
有一位德国的牧师
There was a German pastor
那时候39岁
He was 39 years old
他因为反对希特勒对德国的统治
Because he was against the rule of Hitler in Germany
被加上一些莫须有的罪名
And he was given something that's no ground of the accusation that actually have no ground
被定了死罪
And he was sentenced to death
在那一天的主日早上
In that Lord's Day
集中营里面有一个小小的礼拜
And there was a service in the concentration camp
大家要求这个牧师来主持礼拜
And people asked this pastor to conduct the service
他所引用的经文就是刚刚我们所念的彼得前书这一段
This the passage we quote was the verses we read moments ago
他的信息
In 1 Peter
他的信息就是因着耶稣基督的复活
His message was through the resurrection of Jesus
我们现在有活泼的盼望
We can have this living hope now
我们不需要畏惧死亡
We will no longer have fear in our heart towards death
他讲完了信息
After he gave the message
他刚刚要坐下来
As he was about to sit down
在集中营里面那个聚会的地方
In the place where they get together in the service,
门开了
the doors open,
有两个人进来
two persons came in,
说囚犯潘霍华跟我们走
he said, prisoner Bonhoeffer, come with me.
所有人都晓得这是怎么一回事
All the people there knew what was happening.
跟我们走的意思就是
and
跟我们走的意思就是
to come with me,
就是被他们带出去
He'll be taken outside
接受这个死刑
And receive the execution
潘霍华牧师很镇静的
Bonhoeffer, he was very calm
把他身边的一些最后的物品给他周围的朋友
He gave all the personal articles that he carried with him to his friends around him
他在他的一本书上写下了他的名字
In one of his books, he put down his name
希望他的朋友将来交给他的家人
He hoped that his friends would one day give such a book to his family
然后他对旁边的一个人说
Then he said to one person close by
这个是终局了
This is the end
但是对我却是另外一个生命的开始
But to me this is the beginning of another life
耶稣基督的复活
The resurrection of Jesus
是根据历史上客观的事实。
It's based on the objective facts in history.
这样一个信仰。
This kind of faith.
让我们有活泼的盼望。
Give us the living hope.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，我们敬拜你。
Oh Lord, we thank you. We pray. We worship you.
因为我们所相信的是复活的主。
Because what we believe is a risen Lord.
因着您的复活。
Because your resurrection.
使我们在世上生活有活泼的盼望。
We can have this living hope in life here on earth now.
因着您的复活。
Because your resurrection.
我们知道罪恶跟死亡已经被打败。
We know that sin and death have been defeated.
所以在世上我们有可能过一个圣洁的生活，讨你的喜悦。
So that in this world we can live a holy life that would be pleasing to you.
我们不再做罪的奴仆和死的奴仆。
We're no longer to be slaves to sin and death.
我们拥有生命，我们拥有永恒。
We have life, we have eternity.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
这一切都是将近两千年以前你自己亲身成就。
And all this been was possible because based on what you have done 2,000 years ago.
今天早上我们庆祝你的复活。
And this morning we celebrate your resurrection.
愿你得着你该得的荣耀。
May you receive all the glory you deserve.
也愿你所有的子民都有这一个复活的盼望在我们心中。
May all your people have this hope of resurrection.
在我们的生活当中显出你复活生命的实际。
In our life that can demonstrate this reality.
好让你的名也在我们身上得到荣耀。
So that Your name will be glorified in us.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们的晨曦崇拜到这里告一个段落。
This would conclude our morning service.
愿复活节的喜乐与众弟兄姐妹常常同在。
May the joy of this Easter be with brothers and sisters.
等一下，我们有简便的早餐在楼下的交易厅。
After service, we have simple breakfast in the fellowship hall downstairs.
我们一同分享早餐，也一同分享喜乐。
We'll share the breakfast, we'll share our joy.
现在默祷散会。
Now we'll meditate and sign prayer. We'll dismiss.